99.3 Niger Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. You need courage to face the truth was something, well, a conclusion I've made with whether it's contending with something or coming to terms with something. And I've realized more than humility is a courage for something of a reality outside of you. So, well, yeah, hopefully you find time to maybe think about that and see whether maybe there's more that we can do on our part to be courageous in order to accept the truth. Yeah. All right, just random thought. Okay, so on the metaverse, I've posted another video on Instagram to give you context as to this metaverse reality. This is just random, but I think it's necessary because I'd like for you to have some hindsight before we're able to discuss it on Thursday on the Lords of Logic. Last week, we couldn't quite do a lot with the topic, I think, because some of you have absolutely no idea what the metaverse is, and you're not necessarily able to relate the metaverse with an actual human condition or human experience. And I thought, well, the topic should come back. So on my Instagram page, yesterday night, evening, yeah, I posted up another video. It gives you another angle, insight into what the metaverse is. And I hope you find time to just see whether you can glean some information around this concept. And come Thursday, God willing, we're going to talk about the metaverse again. Now, I'm going to give you an actual comparison. This Thursday, we're going to be comparing the metaverse to the human spiritual condition. And remember, you never have to agree. If you don't agree with it, yeah, fine. But we're going to compare it and see whether there are any similarities, any common lines that we can draw. And maybe the moment you can arrive at what would appear to be an agreement or maybe a comprehension of a similarity, you then have to question the psychology of such an advancement in the 21st century that is commodified, that's been monetized by a corporation. Yeah, it's going to be intensely interesting, and I need you to borrow me your imagination. So you don't even have to believe, but at least just extend towards reason and judgment your imagination, and let's see where that would take us. So on Instagram, I, Joyce Unyemua, on Instagram, one word. Please watch the video. You can watch other videos on YouTube. You can read a little bit about it. And believe me, in 1 hour, you can get so much. Maybe not too much, just enough to give you comprehension, all right? So please check that out on Instagram. Okay, today, 35 minutes past 12, the sun rises here. My name's Joyce. Okay, today on the show, we're continuing off of what happened within the tail end of yesterday's edition of Sunnyside. I had two callers who I did ask to call back today. One was one is a debtor who took a loan from the government. I would love to ask him today to please call back. I have another very interesting, curious question to ask, which is how much interest rate, are you paying back? You know, what's the collateral? I want to know whether anything like that. The reason I think this is interesting is some of you maybe have gotten loans from the government. Now, we're dealing with inflation. We're dealing with the value of the Naira falling. We're dealing with the fact that there is no liquid cash and people are not spending as much. And when the society isn't spending as much, there's no much money in circulation. And businesses kind of nearly come to maybe not a standstill, but it just kind of slows down. Life slows down. You make changes. You make life changes. And it affects you in ways that, for example, if you borrow money and the entire economic circle has slowed down, how do you pay back? You know, I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that he said he took over 2 million naira from, 2 million naira grant from the federal government. And I thought, so how is he going to pay back? Because he gave us like a brief insight as to, the fact that now you're paying twice to buy a product, and by the time you sell it and make a profit, when you're going back to buy the same product, you're probably buying it at a higher cost. And it's a wow. So I would love for him to please call back. And something else I thought was equally interesting is the fact that I've been looking for one of the beneficiaries of this monies. Remember that the federal government did say that it had some monies earmarked to help boost the economy, putting it in the hands of people who could do business with it. And then, you know, if there's business in society, of course, revenue can be generated. People can self-sustain to some sensible degree. Well, we had the privilege of having one person who was a debtor who called yesterday. So I'm asking that he please call back. Now, another person who was supposed to call back was a gentleman who wanted to speak about the challenges faced by security personnel. So apparently, from what I extracted from him, the middlemen, the men who are the interface between the company who wants a security personnel, and the personnel himself or herself, he said that they are being swindled or maybe cheated. Well, that's the much I was able to extract out of him. I'm hoping that he calls back and shares with us whatever insight he has on that issue. I'm giving you the next 5 minutes or less to please call back. I think that's a good way for us to start, and then we segue into our divorce series this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're going to talk about the fact that yeah, your marriage license, if you got married at the Koyi Registry, is now adjudged to be void. Yeah, void. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Much to talk about today. So let's get into it. The two callers who were supposed to call today, I am waiting for you. I'm going to do the actual work of holding my breath for 1 minute. If in 1 minute, okay, let me say two. If in 2 minutes you don't call me, then I can no longer attend to the subject matter again today. So I'm hoping that you did not forget and you remember that you're supposed to call the radio station today because you have an issue you want to talk about. All right, so I'm ready to dance with a stranger. Oh, no, I don't think I like the idea of dancing with a stranger. But maybe sometimes a stranger is a better dance partner. Oh, gosh, I wish I could just sneak in one. It's a beautiful soundtrack. Okay, so my phone line's ringing up already. I'm assuming this is one. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello, Sister Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Well, I don't know if you want to be anonymous, because yesterday you were, if you're the guy.
Joyce, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello, Joyce.
I'm with you. I can hear you. Believe me when I say that.
Are you there?
Yes. I'm here. My heart's here. Hands, legs, head's here. Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Okay, okay.
So,
I want to welcome you back. I saw you somewhere last Friday.
Waka waka, where were you? Hello.
I saw you in Shiloh last Friday. I was so excited.
You saw me where?
In Shiloh.
Shiloh?
Yes, I saw you.
I don't worship there.
I can't mistake you for anyone. This is joy that I saw life.
I don't worship there. I don't worship with the church.
Okay, I'm sorry then. Maybe I mistook. I'm sorry, it's not joy.
No, it's okay. It's
blessed,
fine.
Eh?
Yeah, yeah. That's not me. Okay, so I'm not... Okay. Oh, he just called to tell me he saw me at Shiloh. No, that's not me. I don't worship there. All right. So, 9943 Nigeria Info. So, I'm waiting for 2 minutes, I said. 2 minutes. If I don't... Well, I'm sorry that we had someone else get in the way, but 2 minutes. I want to play Sam Smith. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hello.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. So, who are you?
Hello.
Yeah, are you a caller from yesterday?
No, I'm not a caller from yesterday, but I want to talk on what you just said about the security.
Okay, all right. So maybe we should begin.
The caller can give you some information, but he didn't investigate well. I'm a security person that gives security out to companies.
You're a security... Hold on. You're a security person who does what?
We're a security company. We're a security company that takes security guys to give to different companies.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Now, I need to take a clarification on issues. Sometimes, majority of companies does not pay the security company well.
Okay.
our formula of what we collect from a client is about 70-30%. Now, can you believe that some clients are still paying security company 30,000, 35,000 per guard?
Wait, they're paying you, the intermediary, 35,000?
Yes. Some companies. Why some companies pay 50, 60, depends. So if a company, I have a company that is paying 30,000 per guard. So how much do you want to pay the guard? Sometimes you pay the guard 35,000 there. And this guard, we have to give them HMO, do insurance for them. In that same 30,000 there. Why some companies pay 50, 60, depends on the company you are meeting. So people don't really understand what we are facing as a company.
Wow.
I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
So somebody can just call and say that means security that 20,000. As in, it doesn't get how much the client is paying to the company.
Wow.
I don't know whether you hear my point.
Wow.
Don't you have
the opportunity? I'm thinking as a middleman. Don't you have the opportunity to negotiate a higher salary?
We have. The criminal organization is paying the higher salary. If we give a proposal for 50,000 naira to pay 35,000 naira to guard, somebody will not tell you that I can't pay you 50,000 naira. Why should I be paying you 50,000 naira?
Wow.
Why some organization can pay that money, but some organization cannot pay?
So let's talk about the organizations that pay, for example. Okay. The ones who pay, how much then do you pay the security guard that you deploy?
For example, let me give you a statistic. For example, the highest money I collected, let's assume 50,000 per guard. Now, if we're collecting 50,000 per guard, we are entitled to pay 70% of 50,000 salary, which is 35,000 to that guard.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now, but it's not a company that decides to pay 50,000 naira per guard. So some people pay 40,000 naira per guard. So if you use 70% of 40,000 naira, that will give you about 28,000 naira.
Yeah.
Now, what we are facing now is that guards now doesn't take 25,000, doesn't take 28. So we are not using 30,000 as minimum wage. So any business we are collecting for 30,000 naira, that means the customer will be paying us about 50,000 or 60,000 naira as a salary.
Wow.
But how many people are paying it?
So what happens as an organization? Is it that when they pay, you are maybe not able to pay all the agents you deploy? So for example, if my company wants security guards from you and we
yes.
pay you 50,000, you pay security guard 35,000. If
yes.
another company pays you 30,000 for the security guard, how much then do you pay that set?
That is what we are saying. If our company pays me 30,000 for that same guard or that guard,
yeah.
I can pay 25. So I'm not making profit from that.
Wow.
Are you following me now?
So
I have to look for a guy that will take 25,000 for that business.
Okay.
Look for a guy that will take 25,000 for other business. It depends.
Okay. All right.
So we need to really know different organizations and what they are paying. So it's not from us. People should not just blame security companies, the middleman or whatever.
Well,
how much are we collecting?
Well, I'm glad that you called in to give us some angle to this, particularly the angle of the one who's running the business. Remember that
yes.
the man who called the show yesterday is a security personnel who had a complaint. So I'm sure he doesn't know this backstory because, of course, you don't necessarily show him the books.
That's just it. Because we have a formula that we use to run our businesses. And that is about 70-30.
Is it possible that some companies exploit security personnel? Do you think so, out of your good judgment?
You said?
Is it possible that some companies exploit security personnel?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
It's possible.
How long have you been running your business?
I've been running for 10 years.
And we cannot accuse you of exploitation or abuse?
Sorry?
And we can't accuse you of exploitation or abuse?
Yes, no. Is there?
No, you don't exploit your workers. That's what I'm saying. You don't exploit.
I don't.
Okay.
Based on the formula we have put down. So everybody has his own formula.
Okay.
The formula is okay. Like to us now, what we do is that we tell our guards how much we are collecting
okay.
from a client.
Okay. All right.
Because the worst is, we tell them that anything we collect, we pay you 70% as your salary.
Wow. All right.
So
Why are we telling the guards? We are telling the guards, in case you are taking the check, you know how much the client is paying. So if we're not paying about 70%, we can well off responsible for that.
All right. So I do appreciate this hindsight. I thank you very much for calling. Now I'm going to speak to more people and find out what they have to say, particularly hear their experiences. Thank you very much. I do appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. My name's Joyce. I'm opening up the telephone lines now to security personnel who have a story, whose experiences maybe would be one riddled with exploitation, abuse, or total lack of non-payment. And if there are listeners to Nigeria Info who run these agencies, I think it would be nice to hear from your angle, to know maybe the challenges that you're dealing with. Because sometimes, look, I'm not holding court for you, but I think maybe it's not all your fault. But we must state that there are people who exploit people whom they think they have power over. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Good afternoon.
Yes, hello.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Yeah, tell us your name. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you.
My name is Somaga.
All right.
Joyce, I just heard that last caller.
Yeah.
And from what he said, the industry standard is to charge companies 70%, right?
No. The companies pay, and from whatever the company pays, they pay the personnel 70% and keep 30%.
That's what I'm saying. That's the industry standard.
Yeah.
Okay. So what it means is that if a company wants to pay minimum wage to their security guards, minimum wage is $30,000, right? That company has to pay to this outsourcing company at least $43,000, because if you're going to pay, if you want your guard to earn $30,000 and you pay $43,000 to the outsourcing company, 70% of 43,000 is 30,000.
Yeah, but he mentioned that some companies don't pay up to that. So that's the contention here, that that some companies do not pay up to that.
The problem here, if the company has accepted the industry standard and doesn't pay up to that, then the problem is the company.
Which one now? The one hiring or the middleman?
The one hiring.
Oh, it would appear that way.
You know the industry standard, and you go ahead and pay less. So you are the problem.
All right.
Having said that, Joyce, in rounding up, if you're going to pay someone $30,000 and you end up paying the middleman $43,000, that means you're parting with an extra $13,000. Half of 30,000 is 15,000. So that's almost 50%. And that, what I'm trying to say is that profit margin is huge.
The 30% is too much, is what you're saying?
Yes, it's too much. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so we're going to hear more people speak on this.
Margin. So maybe they need to work it out somehow.
That's why
companies are not able to pay what they are required to do, because that profit margin is huge.
All right, so let's look at it again. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. We'll appreciate it if you turned it off.
Hey, I just left the place now. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Well, Benedi Tokoye from First Light Town.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Please, it is not by force to have business with somebody who doesn't agree with you. If a company, if you give a company proposal and it's not agreeing with your terms, it's only wise that you cut off the deal.
Oh.
You don't just accept whatever they throw at you and come out in public and start complaining. If they are not forthcoming, there are so many other things to engage your time with.
Yeah. Well, like what? People are looking for jobs. Let me see if I understand you. What do you mean there are other things to engage your time with?
What I mean, if security company is not paying you, you can engage yourself with other things. You don't just gather people in the name of giving them jobs and at the end of the day, telling them that the people you're supposed to deploy them into are not forth paying the amount that's supposed to make up a reasonable amount
which
you pay them. I don't think I don't know if I am making a point here. You have a job offer for me, only for me to come, and at the end of the month you start telling me stories. If that company you are supposed to deploy me to is not paying what you aimed at, just cut off the deal with them. It doesn't make sense engaging me at the end of the month. You start telling me stories.
All right. So this particular question you've asked, or this concern you've raised, would be addressed by someone who owns the company. Let's hear what they have to say about that. But by the way, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
The volume of your radio set. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you. You have about a minute. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. In reference to the first caller.
Yeah.
I believe their standard is not that total, in the sense that he said there's some company that cannot afford.
Yeah.
Once you are setting up a standard, your standard must not be questionable.
Okay.
If the standard is that, okay, it's 50,000, okay, to what you pay your worker is 35. If any company will do less, you are supposed to turn down their offer. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to put your image in an unlikely, manner. Now, for me, according to what he said, mm-hmm. if that is what it does, it's reasonable, 70 to 30. It's reasonable. If that what he said is what it does as a company.
So you think that 30-70 is perfect? You think it's okay?
You know, no, for me, it's a matter of agreement.
Do you think
if
it's
you
okay?
Want to accept an offer. Okay, this is 70-30. If it's good by you, you go by it. According to what it is, if that is what it does,
then it's fine.
Very much reasonable.
All right, thank you.
And that is that aside.
Well, I have to go off on a break.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. And we're right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome. Hope you're good and ready for this conversation. All right, so if you have just tuned in, we are looking at security personnel and how they get remunerated. There is, at least off of yesterday's opportunity on radio, someone called and said, he was trying to share with us the difficulty of being a security guard and the fact that he feels underpaid is the word. Yeah, underpaid. He even actually went as far as saying he felt he was being exploited. So we're trying to probe that conversation today. Already so far, before the break, we had one who is, say, owner of an outsourcing company, and he shared what would be an owner's perspective to the issue. So if you're an owner of an outsourcing company, you're the middleman between the security personnel and the company who needs the services of a security guard, I would love for you to please call it and tell us something that we don't know, because already would appear that the opinions are beginning to conflict. I can tell you for sure. On Instagram, I have a message here, and he says to me, hello, Joyce, on today's topic, it's a big lie that an outsourcing company will disclose how much their client pays to them per head before the outsourced staff signs his or her offer letter. So, outsourcing companies, well, one who owns one says he does disclose how much he gets. The writer on Instagram, and his contribution is rather lengthy, though. He says that it's not true, or it's not correct or accurate, that an outsourcing company would, you know, reveal to a staff what they collect. So you see how this is going? Well, let's follow it. Follow the story. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hi, welcome, Nigeria Info.
No, good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. What's your name?
So, my name is Charles.
Your name is what? Could you speak closer to your mouthpiece? What's your name? I didn't get that.
My name is Charles.
Okay, welcome, Charles.
I have what that man has said. I believe his company should have a standard which they cannot fall below.
Yeah.
So if you have standards, they present proposals to a particular company, they should say that their company cannot go below that standard.
Yeah.
That means that if I have, I as a friend, man, that means I have like 20,000 naira, I can go to his company and say, I need a guard and provide a guard to me. No, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
You have a standard to his company.
Okay.
That's so, just what
all right, thank you. Now, we need to find out on what conditions, we need to find out the mindset confronted that, you know, owners of companies are confronted with that compels them to accept below standard. Maybe there's something. Maybe it's the fact that there are too many unemployed people. And maybe one way to stay in business is to get in every little resource possible. And resource, as cursed as it's become right now, well, you probably just don't want to turn down offers, I would think. So hopefully, you know, a company owner would explain differently or better. Hi.
Hello.
The volume of your radio. Do me a favor.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, John?
I'm good. Thank you. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Okay, so my name is Gloria. I just wanted to contribute to what
you're
talking
about. Sure, please.
Afternoon. In this case, I'm not an owner, but recently my husband took over the affairs of our estate that we are living in.
Okay.
And he wanted to change the security guard.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, he had access to the books and saw that they were being paid 30,000.
Okay.
And the security guard were being given 25. So the company was being paid 30 and they were being given 25. So, of course, the initial statement by the owner was absolutely true. We tried to hire some other set of people and we saw that if we pay 50, they will pay 35 to their guards. When you look at the total number of people you need to hire to manage an estate and the exit, the entrance, sometimes it enters into 800,000 for the total amount of people that you need to pay, since there are shifts in their duties and all that. So just to give a light to all this. And then also the fact that someone was talking about the fact that if you think, if you have a standard, keep to that standard. If you tell a company pay 50 and they are not accepting, I mean, move ahead. There are lots of competitors in the market, and of course, these people know that.
If you turn it down, someone else will take it.
From different baskets, I mean, different ends to fill their baskets. You know, so probably that's probably what they are doing. But just to give it, give you an idea from another perspective entirely.
So you can confirm that what your husband found in the books is 30,000,
yes,
and the guard receiving 25,000.
Yes,
so I know certainly the
estate,
no insurance.
Managing an estate is not a paid job. You know, you just took over the affairs of your estate. Okay, I'll be the chairman of this estate for the meantime.
Yeah.
And then you hand over. So, of course, it's just charity kind of work, you know, community kind of service.
Oh.
So there is nothing to be gained from giving you an information that is not true.
Absolutely.
But
look,
to change,
I appreciate
it. You know, quality of people that were there were not fantastic. And when you say what they were being paid, you don't know.
So, let me see whether there is another angle to this. So now you said your husband did some background work and found out that if they paid 50,000 to the company would pay 35,000 to them, which I think is better off, I mean, compared to 25,000. So, what did he settle for? The 30,000 paying the company or the 50,000?
He had to go back and stay with the former people we have on ground.
Because it was more cost for him.
Kind of cost.
Yeah.
He wanted to have to pay this amount.
Yeah.
And he felt he couldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
On you know, and you know, the basis of where an estate is being run is contribution from different landlords in the estate.
Yeah.
You know. And he felt he couldn't do
that.
Something otherwise if he gets proper, maybe we increase our security fees in the estate or something.
Yeah.
To get better services from the security guards we have there.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I thoroughly do appreciate you calling in to give us a sight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, lady. Compliments of the season to everyone. If you're listening, trying to call in, welcome. My name's Joyce. So now, a consumer of security services has just called in. Now, they did some background work and they found out that to get maybe a different crop of security guards, they had to pay more. And being a consumer and checking out the cost of things in the consumer market, well, you tend to opt for what is affordable. So according to her, her husband stuck with the guards whom they're paying. The guards who received 25,000 naira from the company, but to the company, the estate is paying 30,000 naira. All right, looks like I'm solving a problem today. So if you're a staff and you've had any sentiments or experiences that maybe differ from what you've heard so far, look, the floor is yours. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It's an issue to look at. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Abuja.
Okay. So, you're a consumer of security services or you provide security services?
Well, first and foremost, you promised us yesterday that the discussion of coronavirus and the money that the government collected will continue today.
So, I'm waiting for the guy. No. So, when I started the show, I did introduce both people. I said I was waiting for them to call. And the first person who called was the one on the security issue. So I'm even still waiting for the guy to call. His gist is serious because I want to know how he's going to pay federal government 2.5 million naira back.
Okay, I know you allow me to discuss that one. So let me discuss this one we are discussing
now. Yeah, please.
Now.
Thank you.
See, this issue started during the administration of Olusegun Obasanjo contract staffs. There was a lady even in the bank. We are just discussing. I had the opportunity. And she said, see, count us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Eh? We are 7. We are contract staff. We are not direct staff.
Mm.
The company that employ us, they are collecting 100,000 from the bank, but they are giving us 65,000. So it's not just about the securities in the estate and everywhere. It's the problem of Nigeria. The governments have created unemployment and useless society. We should not deceive ourselves. They have made us useless to the extent that even though they are ready to give us 3,000 naira per month per salary, we are ready. So they have created the society they want, and nothing we can do about it except the citizens are get tired.
Okay.
Well, and I don't want to say much about that.
Well,
why should
you.
I need a carpenter? Then I first go to the company. The company will charge me 1 million. Then the company will not give the carpenter 3,000 naira. What kind of society are we building? Yet we call them ordinary citizens of Nigeria. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. Maybe I can, I don't know, I think maybe what the company does is to do some kind of background work. I think that would pretty much be one area that they cover for the company needing security service or security services. It would be that the intermediary, the middleman, picks, you know, maybe they collect men who need jobs as security guards and then run a background check. So the company doesn't have the responsibility of doing that when they hire security. They know, at least they want to believe that the company that provided security services in form of men who can guard property have done the background work. I think that's one of many things that happens. Wow. Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, welcome. 15 minutes past 1 p.m. On the Sunny Side, welcome. Let's talk about this. If you're a security guard, I want to know what you've dealt with. Hi. Sorry I lost you. Hopefully you find your way right back into the heart of this conversation. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. First of all, I want to say that Nigerians don't seem to rate security. Maybe a reflection of what is happening in government. And if states want to hire a group of young men to secure the state, which, I mean, they secure their lives.
Yeah.
And they can't make sure that the personnel are well treated, well paid.
Yeah.
Your interest is just to pay the agency. You should be interested. You should find out and enforce.
Well, the lady who called in, her husband found out. Her husband did some work about finding out.
That's what I'm saying. Finding out and insisting. The people, I mean, first of all, it also touches on the issue of regulation.
Yeah.
Which falls on the part of government. If there's regulation and there is certification training, if you have this kind of training and this is what you receive, this is what the agency will receive, you understand?
Yeah.
That the responsibility
of ensuring the quality of service lies with the person seeking for the service.
Okay, so...
And the part of the quality of the service is making sure that those people giving the service, they are well treated.
Okay, so I want to believe that you did not miss any parts of her contribution, one of which was her husband did some findings and found out that the estate pays the company $30,000 and the company pays security guard $25,000. Her husband had the ambition of wanting a new crop of hands, and he went searching for security guards. He found out that he would have to pay $50,000 for security guards to earn $35,000. So he came back and decided that given spending power, he could only afford pay the security guards whom he was already paying $30,000 and company was paying $25,000. Do you understand the story?
I understand what they're
saying. So meaning so you have to understand that if he's going to go for the 50,000 naira crop of, security guards, then they're going to have to increase security costs in the estate. Now, if you lived in the estate, I don't know, you might find it comfortable to pay. You might not, given everything that we're now contending with.
Okay, so... There's a food chain here. The quality of...
No, they retained the old hands who were earning 25,000 naira from the company that brought them. And the estate is paying the company 30,000. So first of all, there's the issue with that the security guards are earning below minimum wage, first of all. But then it would probably also be... There's no justification for it. But then maybe what the estate could afford was 30,000 per head.
Yeah, Joyce, you see, we are focusing on the money. We're not focusing on how to... Get that service.
Okay, so I'm not focusing on anything. I was trying to explain something to you. So you can stick to your point. I wasn't trying to sway you in any way.
Okay.
So you just think that you are saying that the estate should pay more. That's what you're saying.
I mean, that security in this state is an extension of the police. It's an extension. I mean, they secure, they collect intels.
They're an important arm of our living, our daily lives. So I see what you mean.
Yes.
And there's a case to be made for that.
We are talking about 30, 40. These are grown-up men. These are some of them are married.
Yeah.
And you expect them to come stay overnight and secure you. He's gone, they run away. And somebody is saying we can afford 35. Right. And the person in his office is earning close to 250.
All right.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate
it. Thank you, Joyce. Yeah.
So if you have just tuned in, an intense conversation playing down here. It's about what security guards take home. The take-home pay doesn't quite appear to be taking them home. And yesterday, one of the security guards out there in the streets of Lagos called the show with a complaint. I'm hoping he calls back today. Hi, the sunny side. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Nigeria Info. Tell us your name and you have the floor.
Oh, yeah. This is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
Well, within the much more competitive, argument that I've placed on board today. But, I need to let you know that it's quite ambiguous. Ambiguous in the sense that, when some security personnel say, okay, fine, or outfit, let me use that word, they collect so amount of money. It depends on the service they render. Okay? I mean, it goes beyond you. I mean, just supplying a personnel, a kind of one-off. There are one-off services like that. Okay, fine. Per year, 30,360. But, of course, they are going to pay me like 200,000. So the 40,000 there is their commission. And that's all. So it'll be the one to manage it. But, they are after service, a kind of support service that some of these security outfits also render, so to say. Like, for instance, where I worked before, we have all these outsourced security personnel, the gate man, every, security check of our, outfits and our offices like that. You still see their offices, bringing their Hilux, fan, their torchlight, their own personal security guard as well, to come and check the activities of these people, even in the night. And also, all of a sudden, they can come at any point in time.
Lost here. Who are you making a case for? The company who provides security?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
That's why I said it's ambiguous.
Ambiguous. We have to structure the argument. Don't make it all over the place. Are you supporting the company who provides security and the monies they pay?
No, you see, I'm just trying to shed a little light. That's why I say it's broad and it's ambiguous. You know, number one, it depends. Like, I have a friend, you know, we all graduated together. And that's quite like almost 15, 20 years ago that I asked him. I mean, I asked her rather, you know, that where do you work now? And he said that he worked with Shell. You know, when I heard Shell Petroleum Company that time, I was like, oh, wow. As what? Is it security? I was like, ah, security. But lo and behold, as at that time, I'm talking about almost 2005 or thereabout, she was earning almost 95,000 naira. You know, she has a contract. So it depends on, I mean, the ability of this outfit also. It depends on
availability, I mean, of the outfit,
the employer or the client of these people, and the kind of services they render. You know, you can't expect, like the lady said.
I mean, usually security, when you say services that they render, what are you speaking to specifically? Is it that they're supposed to bear arms and stand? Because usually what we know is security personnel are supposed to stay awake 24 hours once they're on duty to provide services. When you say depending on services that they render, what do you mean? We're talking security here. So I want to understand what else you're referring to.
Oh, fine. You know, there are some outsourced security personnel, you know, that are being synchronized or integrated into, administrative jobs.
All right.
Like for instance, we have receptionists in some companies,
uh-huh.
you know, that they are outsourced security personnel.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even talking about contract staff now.
Yeah. So
you get my point.
Uh-huh.
That's like your point. You know, what your argument is, or the discourse this afternoon is ambiguous.
Yes, oh, come on. Stop using that word. Do you know that you've been speaking, what, the last 3 minutes, and I can't pick out one point? And you keep saying it's ambiguous because it's based on the services that they are providing. And I don't know if you're supporting the company or you're supporting the security personnel. Are you saying that the companies are justified for what they pay?
Yes, it depends.
All right.
It depends on the mode, what do you call, operandi, you understand?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes,
no, I don't.
So people are just talking.
No, stop. I don't understand because you haven't quite made it clear what you want me to understand.
No.
Yeah, you haven't. And I think maybe we need to. No, I'm not sure you understand that I don't understand. But I don't understand. Hi, Nigeria.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Happy to have you.
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce. Having listened to everything that I've heard, the way my mind is working is this. We know that there is scarcity of jobs in Nigeria.
Okay.
And every company will want to survive.
So
my mind is telling me that the security companies will decide to take anything that is offered to them. And then they will now decide to pay a flat salary to all their guards. Say, if a company pays 50,000, good, that is to their own benefit. If another company pays 35, no problem. And so they may just decide to take like a mean salary of 25,000 naira to their guards.
Okay.
And then, so that either way, you know, it's a win-win situation for them.
Oh, okay.
But then it becomes like a cheating to the to the staff who are working for a company that has paid 50,000 naira.
So that's
the way I see it.
You see it.
And that's the way my mind is working.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. 99.3 Nigeria Info on Instagram. I have Sunday here who says, I was a security guard for Halogen Security Company. I was being paid 23,700 monthly. I didn't care how much they charged the estate because that was my first time in Lagos. I'm assuming this was like maybe a long time ago. Thank you. We can do one more before we go off on a short break. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. You have 1 minute, 5 seconds.
My name is Ngozi.
Welcome.
I'm calling you from Ajax.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, I happened to work partially before my youth service. That was 2008 in a security firm. I think what happens is that every company is not the same. You have like the grade A companies and you have the grade B, C, and they go that way. I know sometimes
30 seconds.
Security companies also try to be exploitative.
Yeah.
I know when we hired, we are servicing a particular company then way back.
Mm.
What we actually collect from those companies, probably they pay us 30,000. But most of the security guards will be receiving like 10, 15,000 naira at the end of the month out of the 30 that the company receives.
Yeah.
I remember when a certain...
pardon me, you're going to have to hold that. Pardon me. Hello, Ngozi. I have to go off on a break. Please hold on. I'm off on a break. We'll be right back.
What?
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Let's see. She's there. Hi, lady. No, you're not. Yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting you to be there. 34 minutes past 1 p.m. So I have a message here on Instagram. Cookie on Instagram says, hello, Joyce. I have a brother who works for a security outsourcing company and he's been paid 12,000 per month. And this is a family man. This is how far low we have become, thanks to the leaders of this great and endowed country. I don't know whether I have a... I think I want to ask a question, like 12,000 now or before. Because I don't... Okay. Welcome to the show. So before the break, and we're pretty much still going to extend a few more minutes to this so I can get more opinions. It's about what security guards earn. Someone called yesterday saying that he feels exploited. And I thought maybe we should look through what could be possible. We've had a number of contributions. We've had people give us angles to things we probably couldn't see, things happening within the books. And if you have any experience worth sharing, we'll like to hear it. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's
my name is Kola Ali.
Thank you, Kola. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Kidalakwe.
Great.
Yeah, regarding to what mm-hmm. you're saying, I was working as a security officer before.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in this country, what is take home for security is not worth it. That's why so many at times, the insecurity of this country, it contributed with that money they are paying also.
How much were you earning?
I was earning 20-something thousand. I'm living at Talakwe, I work at Ogba. So they are paying us 25,000. End of the day, they will cut a... They will take a pay, they will cut some tax. Maybe at the end of the day, I'll get like 21,000 naira. Eventually, I had to stop the work because I was and I'm a family man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We took kids.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
I will pay absent, pay other bills, pay NEPA bill. How can I survive?
How many years ago? How many years ago?
Just 3 years ago now.
Wow. Transport alone, really.
Vani International Security at Ogba. They are the first security company in this Nigeria. That was the last place I work. The other places, they are owing myself. I did not even go there.
Wow.
They will tell you, our clients have not paid us. We will call, and call. Nothing at the end of the day. I have to leave my money there and go away. They will tell you that it is not to open the door and close the door. But when they are thing lost, you'll be the first suspect.
Oh, all right.
You understand?
I
now?
Do.
So that's my take.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. I do appreciate 99.3 right. Nigeria Info. The sunny side, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, Kenna speaking from Ikoyi.
Okay, Kenna.
I've listened to the discussion on both angles, that the outsourcing firm and even a consumer, and now we are speaking with, you know, a security person. I think what has happened to us as a people is that we've lost our sense of humanity over time.
Yeah.
As a result of our drive for money. I'm a believer in, if you're setting up a business, you should have your parameters, you should have your set out goals, what you intend to achieve with this business. So it's not just about making the money for you. Yeah, you should be more interested in fulfilling your service to the people you want to fulfill your service to.
Mm.
Of course, we cannot also take away the fact that unemployment has contributed largely to this problem.
And that companies might not necessarily be making as much in revenue
as much as one would think. And so as a result of that, they don't even have much to pay.
Mm.
Well, for me, generally speaking about this issue, I think the general advice is that our people should try and develop themselves even more. If there's something we have largely in Nigeria, is our population. So this investment can be geared towards human capital. You know, so we have, even if we don't have the industries in Nigeria, we can at least export our human capital strength and go abroad and make some good money for ourselves. Because it's really, really bad. And it's not
but how
like
many people will internet. Be able? How many have the capacity, capability to go overseas?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We should learn to, we should try our best to develop ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
And developing ourselves is not about having everything nice and rosy for you. It's about the inconveniences. If you're inconvenienced well enough, then you should start thinking harder. So how can I develop? I mean, I read law in University of Lagos. I had a security man, someone working in a security outfit, you know, who came into our class and he was studying law with us. Wow. He wasn't as privileged as we were. But I mean, today he's working in one of the top five law firms in Nigeria.
Wow.
So it's determination.
Wow.
Determination. He understood that where he's coming from is very bad.
And he's not going back there.
As a security person, will not get him anywhere.
Yeah.
And he took the bull by the horn. And today he's better for it. So I believe so much in human capital development. If people can even develop themselves further, you would realize that even the people that are trying to get security personnel, they would even pay more when they see that these people are up to task. I mean, I have a particular estate I visited last. I don't want to mention the estate.
Yeah.
If you talk about that estate, their security, it's generally believed that they have a watertight security arrangement.
Mm.
I went into the estate, and the guy I was supposed to get a code to move in.
VGC?
I couldn't get the code, and the guy was just...
Is it VGC?
Can you just give me something, and I'll give you the code?
No way!
I'm telling you the truth. So that's it. So if they don't get good money, you know, security is compromised.
No.
It's compromised. I had to insist, and I eventually got the code, and I gave him the code, and that was how I passed. But I mean,
did you give him money? Did you bribe him?
No, I didn't. I had to call the person I was going to meet. So
yeah,
he gave me the
I find
code.
That thing very. No, I'm glad I don't visit people.
You know, and this is a watertight estate in terms of security.
Yeah, that watertight phrase. All right.
You did a great job, Joyce.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. when I go see my friend, she has to send me codes and I have to submit the code. Well, I think it's good. I also think it's stressful. But yeah, talk about a world where, the separation of the haves and the have-nots. Yeah, where those who have are really up behind, well, they're actually behind high fences. And, well, if you're coming in, you need to be combed through. I can't even wait for eventually when Eco Atlantic is thoroughly set up. And I haven't been there in a minute, so I don't know what it's like. But I think I'd like to see what it's like. But it just tells you that the world is changing. And by the way, I heard a minister, someone saying something about Nigeria should expect a smart city. Well, that's a conversation for another day. Let's do two more conversations and then go to something else. I really want to talk about that smart city thing because I want to introduce something to you, which is floating cities. China or Korea has gotten the commission to build a floating city. And I heard one gist. I'm just going to give you one random gist. I haven't confirmed it, but it's gist. If you have the gist, please, you know, a girl likes some gist. So I'm told about this particular city, but I think it's still under wraps. Yeah. About Nigeria, this somewhere around Nigeria, a smart city has been built. But I heard it from someone before I read it in the news that there's a smart city being built. So I don't really know whether it's the same as they have in Asia, fake sun, fake this one, fake that one, fake air, fake food, all those GMO things. I'm not sure. So I've heard it. I don't know how. I don't have details. Give a girl something. Smart cities in Nigeria, or a smart city in Nigeria. So if you have any gist, you know, your girl, you can be anonymous. I don't care. Just give me gist. Well, thank you. Hi, how are you? Hey.
Hello.
Welcome. The volume of your radio set. Tell us your name. Good afternoon to you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
So my name is Mondi.
The volume of your radio set. You can do that.
First time caller.
Welcome, first time caller.
Hello. I want to talk about the security.
Sure. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
I can't hear you.
You can?
Hello, Joy.
I'm here. Body, soul, and spirit. Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, believe me. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to talk about it.
I heard you.
I'm a 33 man.
Okay, I heard you. Just go ahead. Go ahead. I can hear you. Everybody can hear you. Go ahead.
So this the place that I work, they paid me 21,000 per month. So under 21,000, you're under the company. That 21,000, they always come out money from my money. All the time they pay me. They say they are booking me. They are booking this. They are booking this. So the money is not always complete. And now, as I was talking to you, I was in house. So I think, well. When I called them, I think they should bring another person that I'll seek. So nobody respond to me. I was calling all of them. They didn't respond to me. So I said, they are not called the owner of the company, not called the man. See, this guy, they bring there. They want the guy to die before they bring another person. The guy is sick, anyway. So the man now bring one person to change me. And when he changed me, I was telling them to say, I don't have the money to treat myself. As you can see, I'm vomiting here. So the man said, I should go home. They will see me. So when I was home now, I was calling the man. They don't even pick my call.
Wow. So is this your current job or this was where you used to work?
Yes, it's where it is. Huh?
Is this your current employment? Are you currently with this company or this is where you used to work?
Yes, it's where I used to work.
Oh, so
I
you left there? Okay.
Years now.
Okay, so you left the company now?
Yes, I was in house now. I was very sick. Even I was talking to you now, I was in my bed now.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. So when are you going back to work? When do you intend to go back to work?
I know. Even yesterday, the man, when I called him, he let down the patrol called me, so when I will come back. I said, sure, I told you, sir, I'm sick. So you are talking of when am I going back? No, I never even treat myself.
I think you should make can you make a physical appearance, if you can, so that they can see you? When last did you go to work?
It is 4 days now. I was in house here.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I mean, it's a very tragic situation. It's just the entire food chain is suffering this whole sluggish thing because of what's happening globally and economically. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Wow. I mean, the stories that you hear, I mean, I can't even imagine someone earning $21,000 today, not even with what the So you go to the market and you have maybe like $20,000 in your wallet. And you can't quite buy much. And it's something really. I wanted to talk about your experiences with Christmas, your Christmas shopping, what you've encountered, what you're not doing this year. You did last year, 2 years ago, but you can't do this year. Like, things are just touching the sky price-wise. Hi, how are you? So it's very heartbreaking to hear these stories of people earning below Nigeria's minimum wage and how they have to survive. I don't know how that's possible. Hi.
Hello, hey Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from Lekki.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, one thing, I used to work with a security company. Okay, I've worked with at least three to four different security companies.
Okay.
So, the other guy, I heard about him, and he was saying booking. I used to work there. And while I was working there, yes, I did not, the salary from the small, really, most of them, it's what they get. The booking is the discipline, is what I'm going to say. If you do something bad on the job, get punished. So that is.
You do something bad on the job, what happens?
Yeah, you get.
You get booked.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
For example, there are some people who come late. And maybe insubordination and...
that's what the booking means.
Okay.
I thought something else.
It's more like disciplinary action.
Oh.
And the rest needs to do it. You know, most security are paid at least 650. If you calculate that 25,000 naira, so per day we are looking at maybe less than 600 to 700 naira. And then you are saying you are booking somebody 2,000 naira. It makes no sense.
Oh, so you don't think the last caller is... You don't think his math is right? That's what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you want to enforce a punishment. So even in corporate bodies, some companies do punish their staff if they do bad. So I don't think security companies are an exemption anyway. You understand?
Yeah.
But the way that you should do it, at least a quarter to what their daily pay is.
So I think I get you, and the fact that you're trying to be rational with what you think a worthy punishment is, but we cannot deny that some employers can be brutal, so brutal, they're nearly psychotic, and they would do something outrageous just to, I don't know, exercise power.
So what you tell this guy, security is not a job. In this country, we don't value security.
All right.
For example, so I know... We don't take security too seriously. We don't take security seriously. And that's the reason why, even down to our law enforcement, you can see that they are not, they are not paid as they are supposed to.
As they deserve. All right.
Yeah. They don't get what they deserve.
All right. Look.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
Here in Nigeria, they don't get the security as a whole. They don't get what they are supposed to be. Starting from us.
It's a ripple situation. It's a ripple situation, and I really think that it's clear that Nigeria is just suffering from every angle now. Look, thank you very much for calling.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, your line is so bad. It keeps breaking up, and I'm not necessarily getting a fluid commentary from you. So I think I'll just do one more, just final caller, because I don't know. I have to go off on a break. Hello? Maybe two more. Good afternoon to you, lady. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
This is Karina. Joy, did you say Christmas shopping? That one alone, you know.
Yeah.
It's very, very long, Joy. Have a blessed day.
You can't leave me hanging like that. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, you know what? Yeah, short break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else. Remember, Tuesday's our divorce series day? All right. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Sam Smith and Nomani with Dancing with a Stranger. All right, so your marriage, well, I wish you have heaven, honestly. I really wish what you have is heaven. But if you had a court wedding, I don't think it's bad news. To be honest with you, I really don't think it's bad news. But I want to follow up on what you think is, one, an unbelievable report, and then secondly, what you will do. A federal high court sitting in Lagos has declared that it was unconstitutional for the federal government to conduct marriages, declaring as illegal and invalid marriages pretty much that have taken place at the Ikoyi Registry. So, all solemnization of unions at Ikoyi Marriage Registry Lagos is now adjudged to be invalid. Oh, come on, I think that's a huge one, really. Now, it's reported that only the local government marriage registries were empowered to do such by the provisions of the 1999 Constitution as amended. All right. I'm due for a break in about 30 seconds, and I think I want to know what you think about this. I'm asking a direct question. Would you go to your local government and, the local government where you're domiciled and have your marriage certificate reissued? Yeah, I want to find out whether you would do that. Now, I think I'm also asking you indirectly, do you have that marriage where you think it's necessary to renew your or have your marriage certificate reissued? Yeah, think about it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Look, my friend, you're probably dancing with a stranger, according to the Lagos State government. Well, but maybe not necessarily directly that way, but at least a federal high court sitting in Lagos has declared that it was unconstitutional for the federal government to conduct marriages, declaring as illegal and invalid. Forgive me, those words are really, you know, that's a blow to your face, particularly in the context of marriage. But they say it's now illegal and invalid. For example, all solemnization of unions at the Ikoyi Marriage Registry, Lagos. You're dancing with a stranger, are you? 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. All right. I want to know what you would do. Would you go to your local government to have a reissue? Would you have another wedding planned? You know, would you set up a... I don't know what you would. I think... I mean, that's a good reason to have another wedding. I mean, find reasons to celebrate life. Or are you... Is this a good escape for you? Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Your name, real quick.
Hello?
I'm with you. Good afternoon. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't have forever.
Okay, okay. Can I talk about the Emirates, the UAE ban on...
No. I'm talking about marriage. Maybe tomorrow. UAE ban. Don't worry. All tomorrow, right. My friend. Right. Thank you. But they've switched positions. I mean, they kind of come to a middle ground, I think. So if you need to travel, well, good for you. You can now to the UAE. Hi, Nigeria Info.
No.
The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Sam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a colleague. And well, nice. You're doing a great... Yeah, can I speak on the previous topic? Or
interesting.
On this one now?
Oh, I'm on a different one. Like, it's... Why all of you just calling? Well, I know you've been trying to call. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been trying for more than 1 hour. Like,
oh. Okay, hold on a second. Wait, hold on. Let me confirm something. Wait. Do I? Okay.
So I can speak, right?
Oh, you can. Okay, because I have a recording in
because you just spoke about one aspect of the wahala, the problem issues facing this country.
Yeah,
I have not talked about those who are cleaning the roads. They are paid less than 25,000.
Are you sure? Is this like inside gist? Are you sure about this one?
I'm certain about it.
How much are they paid?
You can ask. Some of them have been paid 2019, 2021. March is
25,000.
It's as if you give somebody to, you give it to another person, you understand? The linkage is just much. And people will not do the job well. We stop deceiving ourselves. Look at people working at the bar too, at the counter. All how right. many contract staff will you have for how many years?
All right.
You understand? They're even using people in this country.
How much did you say they pay sweepers on the highways?
25.
Okay, 25,000. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard right.
Which is very poor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And there's no insurance and health.
Healthcare,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's very poor, you understand? We have so many issues, you understand? And we have a bunch of senators collect. Those senators, Nigerian senators, shouldn't be any more than 1 million naira. Because what are they doing, to be sincere? What are they doing? Back to the matter. Please don't cut me off, Joyce. So, as you were saying, back to the matter, I knew about this case about 3 or 4 years ago. You understand? And I started reading about it. You get?
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed it's your local government that has the right. Even American Embassy, the UK.
You know what? Wait, what are you speaking
never
on?
Say that again. Say
what are you speaking on right now? Well, I was going to announce that this marriage issue is going to be moved till tomorrow, so we can.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a recording in 15 minutes, so might as well just use the next 10, 11 minutes to talk about this issue of having middlemen, which affects the bottom line for the security.
Yes, as I was saying, middlemen, they are known people.
So, but it's not even possible to eliminate middlemen.
Exactly.
Is it possible? Can we do that?
What I'm trying to say is, it should be reasonable. You understand?
What's reasonable for you? Now it's 70-30.
The person doing
reasonable?
The work, the person doing the actual job should collect like 80%. Then the person, the middleman, should collect 20%.
20%.
70 or 70-30.
What it is right now is 70-30. At least that's what's reported.
Say what?
What's being given right now, this ratio is 70-30.
I doubt it, because people were saying 30, then you pay them 25.
I don't think it's actually 30. Do your findings, you'll be shocked.
No. A lady called in and said her husband, who is in charge of their estate, did his findings and found out that they were paying the middle guy 30,000 and the guy was paying security 25,000.
That's what I'm saying. Is from the, for, I don't, well, it could be few amongst many.
Oh.
Fine, but I know criminals who are earning 50,000.
50,000?
Yes, minimum.
Okay.
Which is very, very rare. Okay, let me bust your bubble. I work as a guard. That's why the graduate, I earn 35,000.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It is crypto that has been keeping me all this, keeping me alive to this moment, you understand? And I've been thinking now to Japa. I'm worth 3 million naira now, but I'm homeless. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Why are you worth 3 million, but you're homeless?
What? Do you know how much is rent? No. Okay, maybe you'll talk about this issue next time. Because I've got everything. I want to pay everything. I'm paying nothing less than 1.7 million.
But you can pay something lower. I mean, you're homeless. You say you're a security guard, but you're into crypto exchange or crypto trade. And from your crypto trading, you're worth 3 million right now. And you're homeless?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
How do you get a shower? Okay. Wait.
Can you give me your is it Facebook or Twitter? I'm active on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter.
Okay.
Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter.
Thank you.
Wow. So let me straighten out two things. So the issue of federal government and your marriage being illegal, if it happened at the Ikoyi Marriage Registry, we'll do that tomorrow. I have a recording in about 6 minutes from now. So I thought, hey, let's just finish up. I mean, maybe accommodate more opinions. I mean, the last one was something. Accommodate more opinions on the subject matter of security personnel and how much they earn. Yeah. And then tomorrow we'll talk about the federal government and how they've touched you in weird places. They've touched you in weird places. Okay. So this last caller, security guard, earns 20 something thousand, gets into crypto trade. From his trading, his worth 3 million Nigerian naira and is homeless. So I'm thinking about it. Is this a sacrifice he's making so that he can escape the country? Or anyway, he'll give me gist. Don't worry, when he gives me the gist, I'll give you. Because at this point, you know, I'm digging. I'm a gist digger. Oh, wow. But why would you want to be homeless? Nigeria Info. Wow. Hello. Hey. Good afternoon. I'm sorry I cannot hear you. Guess you're not home. Well, if you make it back, we'll be here. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have a break in about 5 minutes from now. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello?
No, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Speak up for us. Tell us your name. Oh, wow.
Hello?
I'm with you. I can hear you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
I'm also a security guy.
Yeah, this security issue.
I want to contribute.
Sure, please. Go ahead. Hello?
To concern the issue on that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Yeah, I work in the United States,
mm-hmm.
So I'm earning 50,000.
You're earning 50,000. Oh, I lost you. So it sounds like a good story. This is the first since the conversation started, but I want to be sure I heard that. Is it 50 or 60,000? Yeah, and I hope your conditions are not bad. You sound like it's not so bad. Hi, this is Onyside. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Hooray. Well.
Well, I'm sorry. The phone lines get real busy. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Alexander Jordan.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Yeah. So I would like to contribute to the security issue.
Sure, please.
First, I would like to ask. I'll try to be fast. I would like to say this. Most of the security personnel outfits are being owned by ex-security personnel, and some of them currently holding offices. And one thing I've discovered is that a lot of them are satanically barbaric. They are very, very wicked. They are heartless, and they don't care about humans. So I would like to, I want to ask you something. How much is the minimum wage of Nigeria? It's 30,000, all right?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you. Yes, 30.
30,000. So when the government is saying we're going to pay 30,000 as minimum wage, but it will surprise you to know that there's some paramilitary personnel in Nigeria that are collecting less than that. Example, the Legion officers, they collect 25,000. I'm telling you this firsthand because I work in the sector at Alausa. I will try not to tell you the, but I will have it, I have it firsthand to tell you that a lot of these people are even collecting lower than that. I know some security personnel there, that's the Legion officers, that collect 23,000 naira in the sectariat, right in the sectariat. Is that not wickedness? That's wickedness for me. One thing I've discovered is, okay, I was in a contract with a chocolate producing firm, the one at Tagi India. I'm not going to mention their name. They didn't pay me anything for adverts.
Okay.
I talked to one of the security staffs, and he told me, look, I'm a microbiology master degree holder. But this guy said he was collecting 21,000.
Wow.
What I've discovered is that a lot of these middlemen, these wow. people that search for jobs, they don't care about
wow.
the personnel themselves. What they want to do is they get a contract, whatever money they collect, they will never tell you how much they collect as a security personnel. They will never tell you how much they're collecting from the company whatsoever. What they will just tell you is, look, we're going to pay you 60% or we're going to pay you 70%, which, because of desperation, because of hunger, basically, because of poverty, you would prefer to collect 15,000 to stay in at home. That's what I see. And it's terrible. And I think
how come the government is violating its own rules, first of all?
Yeah, that's what it is. Because the man that talked about the cleaners, let me tell you something. Right in the in the sectariat, there's this woman, the security person, she's a Legion officer. I was talking to her, and I'll tell you for fact, she's the Minister of Education. Look, I was telling her, I got talking with her, and I was like, hey, what did you do? How much did they pay you? And when she told me how much they paid, I was like, wow. So what I had to do, I'm a young boy, I'm not even up to 30, I just clocked 28. So I just told her, look, you know what will happen? I'm going to teach you how to trade the Forex market. And you know, today, this woman called me today and was like, hey, she want to quit that job by next month. And I was like, wow, thank God. Presently now, this woman is making $10 a day. And I try to calculate that. I look, how much are they paying her? They're paying her like 23,000. One other thing is this. I run some other personal online business and this freight company. What I discovered is most of these people are being surcharged. What I mean is, I went to this company and the man was crying and was like, because I removed my cap, they deducted 1,000 naira from my money. And how much was this man? They were paying him 20,000 naira. And the man was crying. I was like, how do you want him to survive? They removed 1,000 naira from his money because his cap was not on. And the man said, I was about to eat, so I had to remove my cap.
Wow.
I think it's a rock that is so deep and
okay.
It might not be able to be changed because a lot of the security personnel are the one, most of the police officers, the army chiefs, they are the one that runs this company. They run this company themselves.
All right, so thank you.
It's really pathetic. And,
pathetic,
I wish
honestly. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much for this insight.
I'm so happy. This is my first time calling.
First-time caller. Thank you very much for calling.
Great.
Calling Nigeria Info, 99.3 Nigeria. Wow. Oh, the federal government not even paying 30,000, allegedly. Okay, off on a break. I have an interview next. Yeah, hopefully I can catch up with my guests and we can bring you something exciting. On 99.3 Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.